屯門警區的報告，屯門區議會文件2017年第32號，請各位省覽文件的內容。我代表屯門區議會歡迎首次出席會議的處理屯門區指揮官范敏成總警司。首先請范敏成總警司簡報一下有關屯門區的罪案情況，麻煩。
Mr. Chairman, District Officer, Council Members, as there is no interpretation services available today, my Community Relations Officer Kelly Choi will translate for me.
是不是啱啲特
別？係啊係啊，
蔡啦，幫手翻譯。
咁因為今日安排唔到翻譯俾我 Sir 咧，咁就由我做一次客席嘅業餘翻譯員嚇。咁首先係主席。民政事務專員、各位委員，咁我係屯門警區副指揮官范敏成，高級警司。咁由於我哋麥指揮官咧休假，咁所以咧就我今日咧就係處理嘅指揮官嘅。
Coming first to the crime situation, the crime figures for the first 5 months of the year and for the last 2 months, namely April and May, since the last District Council meeting have been tabled.To summarise, over the period of April and May, we have had 593 cases reported, which was 1.5% higher than the same period last year. The detection rate dropped from 44.7% to 41.3% in the same period. Categories experiencing the most significant rises were shop theft, up 27% year on year, and deceptions, up 31%.For the deceptions, this was mainly computer-related crime rather than telephone deceptions, which remained the same as last year. Missing motor vehicles, mainly private cars, went up from 0 to 8 in the last 2 months, and in fact have doubled so far this year from 6 to 12 reports.
首先咧就係有關屯門區嘅罪案情況。今年首五個月同埋過去兩個月嘅罪案數字咧，已經喺報告中咧係供各位省覽嘅。咁啊，總括嚟講咧，過去兩個月共接獲593宗報案，相比去年同時間咧係上升咗 1.5% 嘅，破案率咧係由 44.7% 下跌至 41.3%。最顯著上升嘅罪案包括。店鋪盜竊上升 27%， 詐騙案上升 31%。 咁詐騙案呢主要是有網上騙案啦，而電話騙案呢就則與去年的數字相若嘅。塞車案件主要是私家車，在過去兩個月呢是由0宗上升至8宗，而今年呢塞車的數字已上升了一倍的啦，是由6宗至12宗嘅。
Violent crime in the last 2 months dropped 12.2% compared with last year, mainly due to drops in the number of reports of criminal intimidation and blackmail. The detection rate increased from 49.6% to 65.4%. Members might recall an upsurge in gang-related violence in Tuen Mun at the end of May 2017. In one case, a man was chased in a car and beaten with iron rods.The following night, two men were attacked with knives in Chinting Playground. Pleased to report that through deploying over 200 officers over a couple of weeks, we were able to nullify this outbreak in violence, which was due to a dispute between two triad factions active in the district. Our enforcement action led to about 20 arrests and the seizure of a number of weapons.
過去兩個月的暴力罪案比起去年同期是下跌了 12.2%， 主要是由於刑事恐嚇和勒索案件的下跌，在破案率就由 49.6% 上升至 65.4%。 各位可能還記得在五月尾的時候上升的暴力罪行，其中一宗案件就是有一名男子被一架汽車就從後追撞，咁亦都被人用鐵通去殴打。咁喺第二晚咧，兩名嘅男子亦都喺青田遊樂場咧被人以刀襲擊。咁本人咧亦都樂於咧向大家報告啦。就經過派遣超過200名嘅警務人員啦，經過約兩個星期嘅調查，警方最後咧拘捕咗20人嘅。咁亦都搜獲咗咧就大量嘅攻擊性武器，成功打擊咗區內三合會相關嘅罪案嘅。
In the first 5 months of the year, crime has risen 4.8%, with the main increases being in shop theft, deception and criminal damage. The most prevalent crimes have been shop theft, miscellaneous theft and deception, which account for about 55% of the overall crime. Violent crime rose 10.5% and accounted for about 18% of the overall crime. Wounding, stroke serious assault and criminal intimidation, our most prevalent violent crimes, rose by 4.5% and 25% respectively. Indecent assault has risen 90.9% from 11 to 21 cases so far this year, of which 20 or 95% of the cases were detected. 9 of these cases involved strangers.
於今年首五個月呢，罪案率是上升了 4.8% 的，主要上升的罪案有店鋪盜竊、詐騙案和刑事毀壞案的，最顯著呢就是店鋪盜竊，那雜項盜竊和詐騙佔總罪案數字呢是 55%， 暴力案件亦都上升了 10.5%， 佔總罪案數字的 18%。 最常見的暴力罪案呢是有傷人案和刑事恐嚇，分別上升 4.5% 和 25%， 非禮案呢則由11宗上升至21宗，共上升9宗，即是 90.9%， 但是當中呢有9宗是陌生人所為，21宗案件裡面呢已經有20宗是破了案的，即是佔 95% 破案率。
As mentioned by the District Commander to the District Fight Crime Committee, we have 3 main areas of concern at the moment. Firstly, shop theft. We will continue to work with the local retail industry to help shops protect themselves against people engaged in this activity. The police will continue to take strong action against anyone arrested for shop theft, either through prosecution or, if appropriate, in the case of young people or elderly people, through warnings and discretions.
咁啊，我哋屯門指揮官咧喺撲滅罪行委員會嘅會議上面咧，亦都提到警方咧會係對以下3方面咧係加強執法嘅。咁首先第一樣咧就係店鋪盜竊，我哋會繼續與店鋪合作咧，就打擊同類案件。咁警方亦都會繼續咧加強執法，以檢控咧或以檢控的形式去加強執法，又或者是情況許可的話咧，我哋會對一些青少年和老年人咧係施以警戒嘅。
We remain concerned about the rise in deception reports so far this year. Many cases now involve online shopping, where people pay for goods that are not delivered, or deliver goods for which payment is not received. We will continue to work with the community to raise awareness about these scams. Burglary, particularly in village houses, remains a concern as well. Even though, during the last 2 months, the number of reports is 26% lower than the same time last year, we now find that 70% of the cases are taking place in village houses. We will continue to encourage people to protect their homes more effectively and step up our patrols. We've even carried out helicopter patrols at the end of May, and will probably use this as a deterrent measure in the future.
第二，有關今年詐騙案的上升，大部分牽涉的網上購物，受害人給了錢之後是收不到貨品的，警方就會繼續與社區聯繫，提高市民防騙的意識。第三是爆竊案，尤其是村屋的爆竊，大約70%的爆竊案是發生在村屋的。過去兩個月，雖然案件數字是比去年同期是下跌了 26%， 但警方會繼續透過宣傳和教育，鼓勵市民做好家居防盜，以及警方會加強巡邏的。最近5月尾，警方亦都派出了直升機做晚上巡邏的，希望是在將來是以帶出這個阻嚇性的作用的。
Moving on, I understand. You've all been provided with copies of the Tuen Mun District Formation Action Plan for 2017 that was promulgated earlier this year. In fact, on the 22nd of February 2017, some of you attended a year-end function at the police station where the district commander introduced the plan to you. As some of you were not present at this event, I'm taking this opportunity today to convey the contents of the action plan.
咁啊，相信各位咧，而家手头上就应该有我哋屯门嘅警方2017屯门警区行动计划嘅。咁啊，其实咧就喺今年嘅2月22日咧，咁部分嘅委员咧亦都系出席咗我哋屯门警方嘅年终罪案简报嘅。咁由于咧有部分嘅议员咧或者系委员咧系冇出席啦，咁所以咧我希望借今次嘅机会咧，就系为大家简介一下我哋2017屯门警区行动计划嘅内容噶。
The plan itself largely mirrors the Commissioner of Police's 7 operational priorities, although some modifications have been made so that it dovetails with the challenges that we specifically face here in Tynmun. The plan addresses the following 7 areas. Violent crime, particularly street gangs, late night violence and domestic violence. Triads, syndicated and organised crime. Dangerous drugs, especially through intelligence-led operations.Quick cash crime, mainly through education and collaboration with stakeholders in the community. Cyber security and technology crime, again through education and collaboration. Public safety, which includes road safety. And terrorism, which incorporates a high level of preparedness to guard the critical infrastructure, mainly located in the southwest of the district.
This one, okay.咁咧，我哋2017年嘅屯門警區行動計劃咧，其實係以警務處處長嘅7項首要行動項目咧作為藍本。咁但係咧就係就住本區嘅實際情況咧，係制定咧呢一個計劃嘅。咁計劃係針對以下7個範疇嘅。咁第一係打擊暴力罪案，尤其街黨活動、午夜暴力同埋家庭暴力。第二是打击黑社会犯罪集团及有组织罪行。第三是以情报为主导的行动打击毒品。第四是透过争取社会的支持教育宣传以打击搵快钱的罪案。第五透过宣传及教育加强网络安全和打击科技罪行。跟着就是提高公众安全包括道路安全。加强反恐工作，做好充分的准备，保护屯门，主要是在西南区的西南面的重要基建。
The plan also covers our main community engagement projects, namely Project Unity, which is an anti-burglary operation, Project Solomon, which targets illegal debt collecting activities, Project Smart, which tries to enhance engagement with young people in the district, Project Diversity, which attempts to do the same thing with non-ethnic Chinese members of the community, and Project Shield, which is a counter-terrorism initiative to protect the critical infrastructure in the district.Thank you, and I am now available to take any questions that you might have.
2017年的屯門警區行動計劃呢亦都包括了以下的社區聯繫項目的。第一是 Project Unity, 團結攜手計劃那是主要是打擊入屋犯法即是爆竊案的。第二呢就是 Project Solomon, 所羅門計劃是打擊追收債項的有關罪行。Project Smart, 機靈計劃主要是針對青少年的。Project Diversity 多元计划，咁咧系主要咧系针对咧非华裔社群。最后咧就系Project Shield 防卫盾计划，呢一个咧系一个反恐嘅计划嚟嘅。咁啊而家咧可以各位嘅委员或者议员咧可以发问问题啦，唔该。
唔该晒啊，范总警司介绍。屯門區的罪案情況和2017年屯門警區的行動計劃請問有沒有議員有提問有兩位江鳳儀議員麻煩
是麻煩主席咁亦都好多謝范敏成指揮官呢今日嗰個簡述啦。咁我係都係對嗰個屯門區嗰個毒品嘅問題呢我唔知道會唔會喺屯門區有一個蔓延嘅趨勢呢嗰啲毒品嘅來源啊各方面啊咁喺我哋屯門區嗰個犯罪嗰、那個即係嚴重嗰個毒品佢嗰個係點樣去運作啦。咁我都希望喺地區我裏面呢我哋大家可以去大家去留意囉咁樣。跟住呢就可以舉報啊我哋都希望做到呢樣嘢。咁第二呢就係嗰個暴力個罪行啦。咁我諗下會唔會個家暴方面呢咁有冇多到呢咁同埋嗰啲暴力嘅趨勢係咪即係成班人啊就好似即係所謂三合會咁成日都聯勤 結隊咁樣咧，就有啲咁嘅暴力嗰個罪行喺度咧，咁樣對啲市民嚟講，如果見到咁嘅時候，又點算咧？咁即係都係驚擔心喺屯門區有啲咁嘅事件發生咯。咁或者麻煩啦，指揮官睇下點樣可以講俾我哋聽，唔該。
好，唔該，方鳳議員，跟住阿葉文斌議員，唔該。
多謝主席，多謝范指揮官。咁呢我啱啱睇咗呢份文件呢，咁入面都包羅咗好多範疇啦。咁我想主要集中查詢嗰個聚賭嗰個事宜嘅。因為我區呢就即係喺呢年幾兩年嚟呢經常都係受到聚賭嘅情況影響。咁呢就位置呢就喺黃珠路嘅天橋底嘅行人休憩公園隔離嘅。咁呢個位置呢之前我哋同警方啦同埋運輸處啦因為嗰個地方係屬於運輸處管轄嘅。咁其實都研究過好多唔同嘅可行嘅方案啦亦都喺附近呢就聯同警民關係嘅同事呢一路做教育宣傳。咁我哋都見到有成效嘅包括有一啲聚賭嘅人士俾人拉咗啦咁但係好可惜呢因為去到法庭嘅時候呢嗰、那個罰則比較低咁所以呢就未能夠產生嗰個阻嚇嘅作用咁鑑於嗰個地方呢就屬於運輸處管轄咁所以我就要求運輸處呢就將嗰個地方就圍封咗佢即係以致到嗰啲聚賭嘅人士呢不能夠繼續喺原址聚集咁佢聚集唔到自然就賭唔到錢啦呢、這個呢未必係最好嘅方法但是暫時在現在我們看來呢經過多次的打擊和法庭 的一個檢控的情況之下呢我們認為將那個地方圍封是適合過去增增一些單車的泊位以阻止那些人士在那裡聚集但是呢即他決定究竟做下一步行動是怎樣之前呢中間怎樣都有個時間即使運輸署他肯同意圍封了那個聚賭的地方都好啦那中間可能都需要一些時間去給他圍封的嘛那這段時間我想請問警方有些什麼行動是可以做到呢之前我都在不同的會議其實問過相同的問題的但是因為警方的 operation 即是他的行動呢就有時候即是需要秘密處理啦因為如果他公開了那到時候那些聚賭的人就不會聚到了這樣警方在這裡可不可以承諾即再加大力度去打擊多一點他即希望他們巡邏多一點啦尤其是用即軍裝的警員啦因為軍裝警員有一定的阻嚇性而且呢就即我想即一定的檢控是需要的如果你齋巡不去拉呢其實始終即個情況都改善不到同埋我哋即當區議員啦我同阿曾健康議員啦經常都去巡查嗰個位置咁就發現呢其實有可能係有組織嘅行為嚟因為有人去睇水啦有人去懷疑啦係放數啦咁所以我希望即今日指揮官嚟到呢大家都即正視呢個問題希望巡邏多啲拉多啲盡量做好佢打擊佢唔該主席。
好唔該葉文斌議員阿曾憲康議員。
係多謝主席。其實對於剛才處理指揮官范Sir呢及入面一啲嘅內容呢我喺其他一啲嘅會議入面呢其實都略知一二。咁我可能而家喺呢度呢就想即係講返三個內容嘅。第一個內容呢就係話而家都已經係踏入咗一啲暑假嘅期間啦。咁好多時候青少年一啲嘅時間會比較上多。咁阿 Madam 過去呢同埋唔少嘅警民關係嘅阿 Sir, 我都見到係區內呢其實有增加咗巡邏嘅次數嘅，這個我們都見到，咁我們都希望呢其實是就住有一啲嘅可能係特別係深宵啦或者係其他一啲嘅時間啦可以多注意一下青少年一啲聚集嘅情況如果有需要嘅話亦都可以係嘗試結連一下一啲呢青少年服務機構包括外展隊佢哋去進行多啲嘅即係一啲嘅聯繫睇下可唔可以呢就係減低即係青少年呢又因為夜間嘅聚集而可能衍生一啲嘅狀況嘅一啲嘅狀況。第二樣嘢呢我哋見到即係警方喺社區聯繫項目有一個鎖羅門計劃嘅。 其實以前嚟講咧，我哋都聽到咧有一啲嘅案件啦，係牽涉一啲追收一啲嘅債項，而導致騷擾到一啲嘅屋邨嘅左鄰右里。咁有一段時間其實就係比較上咧係壓制得比較理想嘅。咁但係喺暑假期間咧，我哋有理由相信咧就係、會唔會有機會有啲小朋友佢可能咧就係容易受到啲誘惑，而為咗揾快錢而參與多咗部分一啲嘅項目。咁我哋都希望呢由警方嚟講呢，喺以往維持得比較好嘅做法底下呢，就再維持一個力度，甚至加大嘅力度，喺打擊一啲追收債項相關嘅項目呢，就係可以呢進一步嘅就係同屋邨入面嘅保安公司等等去加強嗰個聯繫。第三樣嘢我都 echo 返葉文斌議員剛才所講嗰樣嘢，我哋都希望呢，即係其實喺有關一啲嘅聚賭嘅狀況入面呢，係能夠收到一啲呢比較上係即係揭止嘅一啲嘅效果，係因為我哋都經常會同護委會啊或者係等等一啲嘅地區人士聯繫，佢哋都會同我哋反映呢，就係、警方下有需要嘅話呢，就係、要打擊多啲啦，避免雨後春筍呢就係、再次出現。咁呢一方面呢，即係警方之前做得唔錯，咁希望繼續維持。唔該，主席。
好，唔該曬曾健康議員，唔該阿范總警司回應下，唔該你。
Okay, firstly, I'll talk about the drug situation.
首先咧，係講關於毒品嘅問題先。
As many of you will know, we have dedicated teams in Tuen Mun that are looking at drugs all the time.
咁我哋屯門警區咧係有特別嘅部隊咧係負責咧係毒品嘅罪案嘅。
And similarly at the regional level, that's New Territories North, we have similar teams and we also have Narcotics Bureau at Police Headquarters.
咁喺總區方面呢亦都有啦，咁甚至乎呢我哋亦都有呢係毒品調查科係負責毒品嘅情況嘅。
And our frontline officers in uniform branch are also taskedto look for drug offences through stop and searches when they're on patrol.
咁我哋軍裝係巡邏嘅同事咧，喺平日嘅巡邏情況截停搜查咧，亦都係特別注重咧毒品嘅案件嘅。
So far this year, there's been 37 cases in Tuen Mun of serious drugs offences.
咁暫時嚟講咧，我哋係今年有37宗嘅嚴重毒品罪案喺屯門發生。
And that's a rise of about 15% compared with the same period last year.
比起去年嘅同期咧，係上升咗15.6% 嘅。
But there's many factors which influence these figures.
咁有好多因素咧影響呢個數字嘅。
So, for example, this year, many of you will have heard of Operation Thunderbolt, which was a tripartite operation held involving Hong Kong, Macau, and Guangdong over the last few months.
咁例如我哋都咧進行咗好多嘅唔同嘅行動嘅。咁例如最近咧就有個 Operation Thunderbolt 咧，係中港澳咧係聯合行動嚟嘅。
And in addition to arrests,This operation will have a huge impact on other parts of the dangerous drugs industry.
咁由於呢個嘅行動結果咧，會對好多唔同嘅區咧嘅毒品市場嘅情況咧係有所影響嘅。
For example, the action taken in the mainland had a big impact on the supply of ketamine in Hong Kong.
咁喺呢、這個內地嘅打擊行動咧，會影響香港一啲嘅氯胺酮嗰個提供嘅市場嘅。
So in the last few months, the supply of ketamine has dried up, and the price has gone up by a huge amount.
咁過去一個月咧，就因此咧嗰、那個氯胺酮個價格咧係上升嘅。
And then in turn, the number of arrests or the drug seizures will go down.
咁所以導致咧就拘捕啦，同埋咧我哋搜到嘅氯胺酮嘅數量咧係跌咗嘅。
In terms of the type of drug that seized, ketamine and ice are still the most popular.
咁最時興嘅毒品咧都仍然係我哋講嘅 K 仔氯胺酮啦，同埋冰嘅。
We will continue to target those.
我哋仍然会继续咧系针对呢个毒品嘅。
And now that Operation Thunderbolt has finished, it's possible that the supply may open up a little bit more.
咁由于咧 Operation Thunderbolt 完咗啦，咁供应方面咧就可能会有所增加啦。
Turning to violent crime, there were 101 cases of violent crime so far this year.
咁啊，关于呢个暴力罪案方面咧，今年咧就系有接到101宗嘅报告嘅。
And sorry, correct myself. There are 101 cases in April to May 2017.
啊，更正啊，应该系唔系今年，系应该系四月至五月咧，系总共接获101宗嘅报案。
And this was a decrease of 12%.
咁啊，比起同期咧系跌咗咧系12.2% 嘅。
But so far this year, the first 5 months, there's been 243 cases, which is an increase of 10.5% on last year.
咁啊，喺一月至五月今年咧，系接获243宗嘅暴力罪行嘅报警，咁就系比起去年同期咧，就系升咗10.5%。
But the detection rate has been very high at 66.9%.
咁啊，虽然如此，我哋个破案率咧系好高嘅，去到66.9%。
I think the biggest concern that members will have will probably be the rise in indecent assault cases.
咁啊，最升得最高咧，其實係非禮案嘅。
Okay, but as I said earlier, of the 21 cases, 20 were detected.
咁啊，之前亦都提過啦，21宗案件咧，有20宗係破案嘅。
Okay, even the cases involving strangers, most of them we've been able to detect.
咁啊，虽然咧有啲系牵涉咧系陌生人，但系咧大部分都系破咗案嘅。
With regards to domestic violence, this has been a long-standing problem.
咁啊，有关咧家庭暴力案件咧，其实系一个好耐嘅问题嚟噶啦。
And we have a lot of procedures and practices and arrangements with the social welfare department that are in place to protect people from domestic violence.
咁咧，我哋警方内部咧，亦都有好多嘅既定嘅程序啦，同埋咧，我亦都同咧社会福利处咧系有紧密嘅合作咧，系处理一啲家庭暴力案件嘅。
And of course, our main concern is that incidents of domestic violence can escalate and become more and more serious.
咁啊，我哋最担心嘅咧就系家庭暴力案件咧系会如果唔恰当处理咧，佢会系越严重嘅。
So we have to work closely with the social welfare department and other stakeholders in the community to make sure that we keep these figures under control.
咁我哋咧就会系与社会福利处啦，以及相关嘅部门咧紧密合作咧，系务求令到咧呢个家庭暴力案件咧系受到控制嘅。
Regarding street gambling, we totally take into account the views of members of the seriousness of this problem.
咁啊，我哋对于呢、这个街赌咧，即系街头嘅赌博行动咧罪案咧，我哋亦都系好吸力嘅。
And whilst, of course, street gambling is not as serious as other crimes that we have to deal with, we do still take it seriously.
咁咧，虽然咧就街赌呢个罪案咧就唔算，即系比起其他嘅案件咧系唔算系严重罪行，但系咧我哋都咧系好注重嘅。
We know where the locations are and we carry out many operations at these locations to effect arrests.
咁啊，我哋知道咧系有一啲嘅黑点咧，就系街道嘅黑点嘅。咁我哋亦都咧系警方啦，以及咧其他部门咧都有好多嘅行动咧系合作去打击呢个街道嘅。
And we use our community relations people to send out public messages to the public to not involve themselves in street gambling.
咁我哋有警民关系嘅同事咧，就去做好多嘅社区嘅活动咧，希望就教导市民咧，就系唔好去即系参与呢个街道啦。
Of course, the sentences given by the courts are totally outside our control.
咁啊但系鉴于咧就法庭嘅判决咧，我哋就控制唔到嘅。
But I would encourage members that if you do see street gambling or you receive complaints from your constituents about street gambling, please just ring up our community relations office and we can hopefully act quite quickly.
咁啊，喺呢度亦都呼吁啦，市民啦，同埋各位嘅区议员啦，咁如果喺你哋嘅区份里面咧，就见到有街道嘅情况咧，请你哋立刻通知我哋警方，打俾我哋警民关系组又得，甚至乎我哋特遣队亦都有电话俾你哋，你哋可以即刻报警，我哋会处理嘅。
But the message in general is that we have limited resources We do understand that it's a community concern, but we have to balance our resources to deal with many different issues in Tunmun, not just street gambling.
咁啊，鑑於我哋個人手短缺嘅問題啦嚇，咁啊，我哋都要咧同時處理其他嘅罪行嘅，咁啊，所以咧就希望大家即係明白啦。咁啊，如果有呢個街道嘅情況咧，同我哋報告啦，咁我哋會即係分先後次序去處理噶嚇。
Moving on to triads and street gangs。
咁啊，關於呢、這個三合會啦，同埋咧呢個關於三合會情況係。
Obviously, this is a problem that occurs throughout Hong Kong, not just in Tunmun.
咁呢個係全港嘅問題，唔係淨係單單屯門有嘅。
As many of you know, we have two anti-triad sections that work full-time on this problem.
咁我哋有兩組嘅反黑嘅同事咧，即係話我哋有區嘅反黑嘅同事啦，亦都有總區嘅反黑同事咧，係處理三合會嘅問題嘅。
And we conduct many operations, particularly night-time operations, to nullify their effect.
咁啊，我哋咧就亦都進行咗好多嘅行動噶，咁尤其是係夜晚嘅時候啦。
Regarding the incidents at the end of May, obviously from time to time, different factions from trial societies will have disputes, and then we do get this upsurge in violence.
咁啊，尤其是大家都知五月份咧就有一單嘅三合會內鬥啊，定係三合會嘅叫做三合會嘅事件啦。咁我哋咧就喺呢一個案件裏面咧，亦都成功拘捕咗唔同嘅人啦。咁啊，我哋亦都會繼續努力嘅。
When this does occur, it becomes the number one priority for us, and I can assure members that we put a large amount of resources to sort these problems out.
我哋對於三合會嘅事情咧係擺喺頭位嘅，咁我哋都擺咗好多嘅資源咧去對付佢哋嘅。
And the resources would not just be the anti-triad officers, it would be other crime officers and also our uniform resources.
咁啊，唔係淨係反黑嘅同事嘅，我哋亦都咧就前線嘅 CID 同事啦，同埋咧巡邏同軍裝巡邏隊咧，亦都會係對付佢哋嘅。
And lastly, moving on to debt collecting, especially where it involves young people.
咁啊，關於咧收數嘅罪行，尤其是係牽涉到青少年人嘅。
It's a common MO, it's a common modus operandi, probably throughout Hong Kong, for debt collecting enforcement to be done by young, vulnerable people.
咁啊，呢個係一個好普遍嘅手法咧，就係去揾一啲年青人咧去幫手收數嘅。
What I can say is that we spend a lot of time at schools, we have the junior police call, and we do all we can to reinforce the message to the young people about the problems of debt collecting and getting involved in debt collecting.
咁我哋警方呢就一路都有一個少年警訊啦，同埋有好多嘅學校嘅講座啦，同埋與其他嘅政府部門合作咧，係去教育或者係宣傳咧，就希望咧呢啲青少年人咧就冇被呢啲嘅不法分子去利用嘅。
And of course, illegal debt collecting activities is a problem throughout much of Hong Kong, particularly in some of the poorer housing estates.
咁係收數嘅罪行咧，就其實全港都有嘅，尤其是喺一啲較為咧就係低收入嘅屋邨嗰度。
And we continue to encourage security companies in the housing estates and management offices to restrict access to the blocks, to the housing blocks, to people who actually live there.
咁樣，其實我哋警方咧與屋邨嗰啲嘅護衞公司啦，咁同埋佢哋嘅管理公司咧，亦都有緊密嘅合作嘅，咁亦都有定期嘅行動嘅，咁希望佢哋咧就係對於一啲陌生人咧，尤其是懷疑佢哋收數嘅人咧，就係唔俾佢哋進入嘅屋苑嘅。
Hope that answers your questions.
希望咧解答到各位嘅問題。
好，請問同事仲有冇提問？如果冇咧，就好多謝范總警司 回应同事嘅提问，亦都多谢蔡秀娟总督察专业嘅翻译，唔该晒。